Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Mr. Richard Pennyman, ladies and gentlemen.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
But you know him as Little Richard. Bringing us back, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Pete Sepper is our guest, our good friend, president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, National Taxpayers Union, National Taxpayers Foundation, too, right?
Yes,
NTU
indeed.
Foundation.
We also have a research and educational arm.
Yeah. Tell us about NTU.
Well, we're a nonprofit, nonpartisan citizen group founded all the way back in 1969. To work for lower taxes, limited government, and economic freedom at all levels. As you said at the beginning, we still have a long way to go before we can consider that mission accomplished.
Yeah, boy, that's the truth. That's the truth. But I don't even know what to think what would be going on, folks, if we didn't have groups like NTU and the hard work that they do. And Pete's dedicated his life to going best 2 falls out of 3. With the policymakers and the bureaucrats on our behalf. And so that's the reason why I encourage you, my friends, to support the NTU. Go there, go to NTU.org, find out what they've got going on, and find a way to give them some kind of support, because they're doing hard work and they're doing it for you when we're out here trying to make a living on Main Street. Hey, so Pete, one of the things you guys have been tracking has been the travel of presidents.
Yes.
And
yes.
President Obama's been a busy little traveler, hasn't he? He's been a frequent flyer, hasn't he?
Yes, indeed. Indeed he has. And why are we doing this? Well, because I think it's something that people can relate to almost directly. We know how much it costs to fly somewhere on an airline ticket, you know, New York to Chicago, or take a vacation. So we do this to illustrate just how expensive this gets for the chief executive of the United States. We're talking about a per-hour fly cost for Air Force One at just over $206,000. And so when mm-hmm. the president visited Kenya and Ethiopia last week, Air Force One alone ran up operating costs of $5.98 million, mm-hmm. not counting the limousines, the helicopters, the backup aircraft, the Secret Service.
Say that again. This is which trip to Arizona?
No, this was Ethiopia.
Oh, to Ethiopia.
And
what he just got back from. Okay, Ethiopia.
That's right.
How much was the total?
Just for Air Force One, $5.98 million.
Wow.
And that is really just.
Let's round that up to $6 million.
Yeah.
And I'm going to assume you missed a couple of crackers.
It's just a tiny fraction, really, of the total cost, because you have to have a backup aircraft, you have to have helicopters,
right,
and limos,
and the second, you got to have the second in there, second one that goes out,
yes,
with him too.
Yes, exactly.
A backup unit.
He has to have a backup
C-130s, and don't forget the advance party that has to go in advance and sweep everything and make sure the hotel's squared away and the airport and all that kind of stuff. This could be, but wait a minute now. You know, are we being fair? I mean, we know that chief executives of corporations need to have their own aircraft so that they can, because the,
yes,
decisions they're making are impacting thousands of employees, 10,000 of customers.
Yeah.
One person making decisions is benefiting a lot of others. So this is justified expense, isn't it?
Well, I think that what we need is a little more transparency so that we as citizens can say, okay, sure, this is a legitimate function of a president. They're supposed to represent the United States, go abroad, and achieve important diplomatic goals. Can't argue with that.
Mm-hmm.
What we can argue with is the lack of transparency in these costs.
For what the purpose is, because a lot of times this travel is inside the country, inside the United States, for a purpose of fundraising.
Yes. Yes,
on both sides of the aisle, President, Republican,
right,
and Democrat.
That's right. And this is where it gets the most controversial, because presidents are supposed to reimburse for purely political,
right,
trips. But
do
what
they
do, no, because what they do is mix the purpose of each trip.
Ah.
They say, well, I'm going to go give a speech about the economy and my official capacity as,
mm-hmm,
president, and then I'm going to take a side trip to a $10,000 per plate fundraiser.
Right.
And suddenly, the cost assignments and the allocations become much more difficult to make, and taxpayers are ending up holding the bag.
Yeah. Well, this is something that we can talk to the new candidates about when they...
Yes.
Maybe these are questions that would be brought to them. But I have to say, of all the concerns that we have with the next president, this is not high on my list. What do you think?
No, it's there are much more worrisome things. Are they going to affect the tax system?
Right.
That is number one.
Absolutely.
On the list.
No question. NTU.org, right, Pete?
Absolutely.
National Taxpayer Union. Pete Sepp, president there and 17-year member of our Brain Trust. Pete, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Absolutely. Take care.
Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Pete joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.